You're listening to Bruin Radio, episode 51. Our student interviewers were Jeremy Pettinger and Iris Mitchell, and I am Dane Tittman. I'd like to thank KCIW, the organizers, attendees, and counter-protesters of the Brookings Harbor Women's March, and my student journalists, who volunteered their weekend to report on this event.
Hi there. My name is Rose Mantle. I live here in Brookings, Oregon, and I'm participating in the Women's March today because I believe it's my duty as a citizen of the United States of America to protest a government that I find to be unjust, and because of all the women who've marched before me to assure that I have this right to march. Thank you.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Rose.
You're welcome.
So, Izam, my name's Iris, and I'm here to interview. What does your sign say?
My sign says healthcare is a human right.
And what does that mean to you?
It doesn't mean everybody needs to have a healthcare. It shouldn't be conditioned by the ability to pay for it. So you're asking for healthcare for all.
Yes, I do. We got
that was magnificent. So is this what you're marching for today?
You know, this is the sign I'm carrying, but in really in my heart, I'm marching for justice. I'm marching for equality, and I'm marching for peace, not only in the United States, but everywhere, all around the world.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
What is your name?
My name is Shannon.
What brings you to the march today?
Well, I'm relatively new to the community, and I've been looking for some camaraderie and like-minded unity, and so here I am.
Did you bring a sign with you today?
I did.
What does your sign say?
It's Susan B. Anthony's quote, "Liberty, humanity, justice, and equality."
What does that mean to you?
Well, do you have an hour? No, I feel like these are our basic rights as Americans, and our current government is not upholding these for every person in our country, and it's a tragedy. We need to have reminders of this every day.
Thank you.
All right. So, if I could get your name?
I'm LaRose Felicity.
And I'm Iris here interviewing her. What does your sign say today?
My sign says...
Hold on.
I march so LGBT families don't become illegal again.
That's wonderful. What does that mean to you?
Well, I came out as a lesbian in 1978 in Kentucky, and we basically had none of the civil rights accorded to other people in our society. We could be fired from our job, kicked out of our apartment, kicked out of a restaurant if we held hands with our partner, had no right to be married, no right, and most importantly, no right to our children. We were presumed to be unlawful or, incompetent parents, unfit parents. So, my wife and I, we lived there from when we got together in 1988 until 1996, and then we moved to San Francisco, in part because we were very afraid for our children, because, you know, anybody who had a number two pencil could go over to the juvenile court and say, well, these children are being kept by unfit parents, and work to take our children away. And both of our children are adopted, and they had no place else to go. And so that was a pretty terrifying thing.
That's wonderful. Is that what you marched for today?
Yeah, and it took a long time. My wife and I, we've been married five times. The last one, let me see now. It was our 20th anniversary, so it must have been 2008 before we were actually lawfully married. We were married once before, but they set it aside.
Oh.
Yeah.
So well, I'm sorry.
And, you know, some of the things about this are really difficult. And in Florida, there was a family, two women and two kids, who went on a Rosie O'Donnell tour, and they were having a great time. One of the moms had a stroke, and because she was in Florida, the hospital would not let her wife see her or her children see her, and she died. And we didn't have the right to
make medical decisions for our family or even visit our family. We had no right to inherit from our partner. So these are very significant things. There's 1,062 rights that don't accord to gay and lesbian families that accord to other families.
Thank you for marching for that today.
You're very welcome.
So this is Iris with
Tom Gibbon.
What does your sign say today?
A divided States of America is not great.
What does that mean to you?
To me, the campaign for Trump was let's make America great again. And a year ago, my heart was broken when he was inaugurated. And here it is a year later, and my heart is still broken. And instead of being great, it's being divided every day. And because that's why I'm here to march, because so many things that I have spent my whole life committed to are falling, as we see, gay rights, women's rights, transgender rights, you name it, it's falling by the wayside. And I feel like I'm back in the 1950s. I was a Vietnam anti-war activist. I've been a gay rights activist for a year. Women's rights activist, and now I'm back on the streets at 67, having to fight again for the basic rights of all people.
Is that what you're marching for today?
Yes. Yes. And I'll continue to march. I'm in a vigil every week that's protesting what this administration is doing. So it's not just the march today, it's living it every day and trying to influence people to change what's going on. It's insanity. We have to change it. And here comes Buffalo Springfield singing in the background, which is perfect.
Oh, yeah.
From 1967. That's when I was in the streets before.
That's a wonderful. The perfect anthem for this.
It is.
All right. Thank you for sharing that with us. Yes.
I am here watching a lady make a sign for the Women's March with Cher playing in the background. The sign is blue bold with red inside that says, Mother Earth needs us to do better. So what is your name?
I'm Linda Botak.
What brings you to the Women's March today?
Oh, gee, I care about all these different issues, and I think the main one is healthcare, because healthcare's really been kind of attacked, and we have a measure going on right now that we have to vote for by Tuesday, and I'm hoping it passes. But healthcare for everyone. Everyone needs to be covered. Children, adults, seniors, everybody.
Cool. I see you have a sign with you. Would you mind reading that for us?
Sure. It says healthcare, not wealth care. We need to care about people and about their health, and wealth would come after. It's not that wealthy people aren't, they're great, but and they help run our country, but we don't need to just keep giving everything. They need to be helping out too. We need to fight for the good of all the people.
This is Iris with
Dennis Triglia.
This is Maria Sedith.
Okay. What are you here marching for today?
I'm here marching for equal rights in general for everyone, and to avoid offshore oil drilling in Oregon.
What day of the hour, week, or month is it? I could think of 1,000 things I'm marching for. I had a hard time narrowing it down, but I narrowed it down to liberty and justice for all, because I feel like we've marginalized so many different groups in our country right now, and their voices need to be heard, and we need to march for them because we can, and that's why I'm marching.
So do you have a sign today?
I don't have a sign because I generally try to walk around and interact with other people.
Yes.
I'll probably march behind some LGBT people if there are any walking in the parade.
Yeah. Do you have a sign today? What does it say?
It says, marching for one individual nation who believes in liberty and justice for all.
Beautiful.
Thank
you guys so much for talking with me.
Yeah.
Putting my name in that drawer.
And what you're hearing is the Brookings Harbor Women's March attendees, some of them cheering and chanting, lock him up, after watching a video of mock-ups of certain members of the Trump administration and the campaign, their faces edited into a video as they're being carried away by police and FBI.
This is Jeremy Pettiner here for you again, and I am reading some of the signs that are just kind of sitting up on the wall that will be used for the Women's March. I'm just going to go along here. One says, Trump care makes us sick, with a guy throwing up. Vets against bigots and racism. Respect must be earned. Pardon me, I'm just reading signs. Are you complicit?
Here.
Oh, here's another one. OMG GOP WTF. May I talk to you too?
Sure.
So what is your name?
My name is Missy Chagas.
What brings you to the Women's March today?
Because I'm angry about a lot of things that are going on in the administration, a lot of the deregulation, the government shutdown right now, the environment, and equal rights for women and for everybody. And I want to get him out of office. I mean, it's Mueller time for sure.
The phrase Mueller time, I've seen that a few times. What does that mean?
Well, because all the indictments and the special prosecution is getting closer and closer to the White House, and I think it's causing a lot of friction in there, and we just have to be patient for all that to conclude.
So we've seen your sign, the, is this your sign?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
May I ask what your name is?
Susan.
What brings you to the march today?
I'm here because I'd like to protest some of the environmental concerns that Trump has raised, and he's, I just feel like he's wrecking our country, really. And I just want to make sure that the drilling doesn't happen in the Pacific and that we get our land back in Utah and things like that.
Right. I see you brought a sign with you. Would you mind reading that for us?
It says, OMG, GOP, what the f***?
What does that mean to you?
Oh my God, the grand old party, what the f*** are they doing to our country is what it means to me. And I just don't like what's happening lately, and I'm excited to be able to protest that.
Bruin News watches as the marchers begin to exit the Redwood Theater, gathering up just outside, preparing for their walk down Chetco Avenue. At the moment, they're pretty quiet. Signs are held high. We're already hearing the honks of what we presume to be supporters.
You'll see fingers if it's not.
No, we may see fingers if they aren't. We may hear the shouts of people who support the march. We may hear shouts of other words.
What is your name?
My name is Jamie Holmes.
What brings you to the march today?
Well, I come to the march today to protest Trump and for women to have rights and just for the world to have rights, you know.
I see you have a sign with you. Would you mind reading that for us?
Yes. The back side says the future is female, and the front side says if man deserves woman, then woman deserves all.
What does that mean to you?
It means to me that women deserve all that man can have. And there should be no limits.
Okay.
Not hate.
What is your name?
Julia Pruden.
What brings you to the march today?
Women's rights.
I see you have a sign here. What does that say?
Hear me roar. America great.
What does that mean to you?
It means women are the same as men.
What is your name?
Crystal Gregory.
What brings you to the march today?
Makes America great.
Well, I believe in rights for everybody.
I see you have a couple of signs here. Would you mind reading those for us?
Well, mine says girl power. I kept it simple.
And
my daughter wrote, go, go, go Bruins. Go, go superheroes.
What do those mean to you?
Well, mine means to me, it means girls are strong, and my daughter is her own person, and she gets to make her poster whatever she wants it to be, because she is a strong, fierce girl.
I am here walking, and I have bumped into...
Marcia Thibodeau.
Marcia, what brings you to the march today?
I have two daughters, and I have a granddaughter, and I want to stand up so that they have equal opportunities. I was never paid fairly, and I felt like there was so much discrimination being a woman that now I want that to change for all people.
I see you have a sign with you. Would you mind reading that for us?
Trump care nightmare.
What does that mean to you?
Basically, it means that the disenfranchised people, the people who have disabilities, the people who are in poverty, are not going to be taken care of. And they've helped make the society that we have, and they need to be connected with all of us.
I am Jerry Pettiner, and I was just walking along the street with the Women's March, and I bumped into...
Dallin.
Dallin, what brings you here today?
Well, I believe that all lives matter, especially those that can't speak for themselves, like the unborn babies. I am pro-life, I'm against abortion, and I believe that all lives matter. And so I'm holding a sign that says, Jesus loves you, on one side, and the other side says, all lives matter, and then John 3:16 and 17. That's from the Bible. And so I'm also supporting our freedom to protest peacefully. I might be the only one on this side of the street, but that's okay. I'm prior military, so I believe in a strong defense. So I'm also a born-again Christian, and so that's why I've got Jesus loves you. But I don't think that just saying Black Lives Matter is the full statement, because all lives matter, right?
Mm-hmm.
All lives, especially those that can't speak for themselves or can't walk for themselves. And so that's why I'm out here. It's a beautiful day God has blessed us with. There's a lot of support on the Women's March, but... that's okay. I don't care if I'm the only one. You know, I'm sticking to my convictions, my beliefs, and
I am here across the street from the Women's March, and I have bumped into.
I'm Lori Stoddard.
Lori, what brings you to the march today?
I'm one of the organizers.
Oh, what do you think of the turnout for today?
A little disappointed, honestly. I mean, stoked that we got so many people, but we had some. Issues with the pilot not publishing some of the things that we'd asked them to publish to pre-promote the march. We sent in press releases, we did some personal outreach, and we didn't get any publicity before the march. We actually had sent things in starting on Saturday, last Saturday, this Wednesday. We got great coverage today, and I think that helped our turnout. But we've been relying on social media and basically personal outreach to get people here. But we're excited. Last year, we had folks from Port Orford and from Crescent City. This year, they did their own marches. So we're really happy with what we've got.
Cool. Now, why do you think the pilot has failed to do the things you wanted them to do?
Well, the pilot's not my slave, right? They don't have to do what I want them to do. And frankly, they're short-staffed. So I think they do the best they can with what they've got. But we're a little disappointed that we didn't get free publicity.
I see you're wearing a shirt that I don't think you would probably see on the street very often. Would you mind reading that for us?
My shirt says, against Trump, you can't grab this.
What does that mean to you?
It means that we've got a vulgar... I'm sorry. It means that we have a vulgarian in the White House who doesn't respect anything except greed and cash. And I think he needs to keep his tiny hands off of my private parts.
All right.